Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brady under pressure. Escapes the sack. Launching one for the end zone. It's a jump ball and it's incomplete. And Gronk was there. And time runs out. And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Finally.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Brickle. And yes, the Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl with their backup quarterback, Nick Foles, leading the way.
By the way, I thought that was kind of a weak call there by Al Michaels to close out the game.
It wasn't the USA hockey victory, that's for sure.
Didn't you? I mean, I thought there'd be more energy. Like, he'd have some signature.
I think he wasn't sure that the clock had expired. Yeah, and I think he wasn't sure at first whether the ball actually hit the ground.
I don't know, but as a play-by-play guy, you're always thinking about what you're going to say to have that signature call.
Yeah, but you don't want to botch it. You don't want to botch it, and all of a sudden he sees somebody
actually
caught
it. Just thought it was a little weak, that's all.
Because I think Amendola caught it after the bounce.
I think it was also...
So if you don't really see it very well...
I think it was also a little anticlimactic. I mean, did anybody really think they were going to connect on it at that point? I think if they had taken a couple shots, you would have felt maybe a little better about it. But I didn't really... I mean...
That's what I'm saying. So Michaels had to be prepared for the fact that that wasn't going to be completed. So he should have had something to say about this, is my opinion.
But here's what we wanted to get into, and it sounds like a reach. So the Eagles win the Super Bowl. A year ago, they were 7-9. The Redskins just finished 7-9.
Right.
Is this doable for the Washington Redskins? Can you turn it around and win a Super Bowl next year? 800-636-1067. Another thing that's interesting about it is Nick Foles threw for almost 400 yards. Looked fantastic. Three touchdowns. Had an interception. Wasn't his fault. Wins the Super Bowl MVP. Last year, who was he the backup quarterback to, Cakes?
Hold on. Nick Foles last year.
I know.
Was he in? Wait a second. I think he was the backup to Case Keenum. For the L.A. Rams?
No.
Am I botching it?
Alex Smith.
He was the backup to Alex Smith.
He was in Kansas City last year?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Blind spot for Nick Foles.
So, were you watching the telecast yesterday?
Yeah, but I don't remember them talking about him being with the Chiefs.
Bottom line is, 7-9, Alex Smith was actually the starter over Nick Foles.
You're grasping a little bit. With this, can the Redskins turn around and win the Super Bowl?
The problem is,
Eagles fans would have been grasping too.
Right. It just feels like the Redskins just have too many holes. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, didn't the Eagles have the top rated rushing defense in the entire league?
Yes.
Okay. How close are the Redskins to having that sort of
defense?
Tell
me what that defense did last night. They gave up 600
okay,
yards.
Okay, they got shredded. In
600
they
yards. They got shredded by one of the best teams on the planet.
I'm over defense winning championships. Defense doesn't win championships in the NBA.
Hold on.
Golden State, the Rockets.
No, we're not saying it's the principal cause.
But it helped them win 13 games.
Right. And they made one critical play.
Yeah, there was not a defensive game, no doubt.
One critical play. But, look, I think any team can do it. Their turnarounds, how many new teams were in the playoffs this year? I think it was seven.
Mm-hmm.
Something outrageous.
It shows it is wide open on some level.
Outside of the Patriots winning that division every year.
Right.
And advancing to at least a championship game, which seems to be every year, it's wide open in the NFL.
Well, just look at a few position categories for both the Eagles and the Redskins. Eagles rushing attack way better than the Redskins.
Okay, but they're
receiving
out core
better.
They're receiving core. Alshon Jeffrey and Aguilar and Ertz
by the way,
played Ertz, this I believe, year, played in 14,
Jeffrey acquired, yeah.
acquired 13 to 14 year. Games.
Okay, but back up. They acquired that receiver in Alshon Jeffrey, right. number one. They acquired Jay Ajayi during the year,
sure.
this year at running back.
They made a move.
They acquired LeGarrette Blount, who won a Super Bowl with New England last year.
Right, they made savvy moves.
So that 7-9 team,
I'm not talking about how they acquired. I'm talking about just if you look at those positions.
Okay.
Right, but his point is, let's look at them after free agency and after the draft and see.
They have a. You know how much more I would trust, is it Howie Roseman mm-hmm. to build a roster than I do Bruce Allen and
his
cronies over there at Redskins Park?
Yeah. Everyone agrees.
But just think about it. Just two
but
years ago.
But I think it
ago,
does give you hope. They were 7-9, and the next year they won a Super Bowl.
Two years ago.
A better organization. They're better run. They're a better owner. Better everything.
I agree with all of that.
Everyone agrees.
But you know what? They went through, the whole Chip Kelly thing was a disaster.
Sure.
And they made that move. They had a coaching change just a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were still building that roster, but like JP said, a lot of those guys
are
new.
Here's the thing. It should just give every team in the league hope.
Right,
not just the Redskins.
And could you make an argument? Let's just assume.
Oh, by the way,
Jordan
we didn't talk about
healthy.
The fact that the Carson Wentz, the number two pick, worked out for him.
Yeah. Right, it did work. Mm-hmm.
Jordan Reed comes back healthy. You have a tight end.
When does that happen?
He won't be.
Okay,
when
does he come back healthy? Before he played 13 games.
He's paper mache.
Okay, but for the most part, he gives you 8 or 9 games a year.
Yeah.
I think he's averaging 11, but fine.
I don't think it's quite that high, but maybe you're right.
I'm going to look it
up. So he misses 35% of every year, basically. Is that a guy that you can trust going forward? Clearly you can't. You can't trust him to be there week in, week out.
Maybe Alex Smith and Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis, a lot of people thought was underutilized.
I would agree with that.
So
I wouldn't be surprised if they draft a tight end, too.
They right. do have some pieces. And if they can make some savvy moves and acquire guys in free agency, they do have a little bit more cap room
right.
now that they didn't have to franchise tag Kirk Cousins, unless, God forbid, they do the wacky
franchise tag. To be honest with you, JP, as far as starting games, he's averaging about 5.2 per year. Starting games.
Can't count on
I did the math earlier this year. It was 11.
Playing games, it's 52 over 5 years. It's 10. It's 10.
10. Okay.
But that's playing games. Starting games, though, he only started 28 in 5 years.
Right. He can't be relied on to be there week in, week out.
Right. Like he.
And he's one of the guys you really rely on for offense.
But Alex Smith will need him.
Yes.
So JP's grasping.
He's
Eagles were 7-9 last year.
Well, no, I like the question. I think it should give any organization hope. If you make the right moves in free agency, if you make the right moves in the draft, and you get fortunate, obviously, and everyone plays out of their mind, you can make that leap. It's
I would
been
never
proven.
Bet on it, but what if
I wouldn't bet on
Alex
it either.
Smith,
no. You can't bet on it.
Everybody says Alex Smith had his career year, and probably he's never going to have a touchdown-interception ratio like that.
Right.
But I do think a lot of quarterbacks mature and get better. Tom Brady's proven it. Just the more information they have, like Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, these people.
Again, you're talking about some of the greatest of all time.
But they're veterans who start year in, year out.
To give the skins
Jakes is not
zero chance of getting better.
JP's mentioning Brady, who's the greatest quarterback of all time. Those are all first ballot Hall of
Famers.
Josh
McCown this year had one of his better years.
But he's yeah, but
there
are
because they get
better as they get older.
They're smarter. So they're
Rich
make,
Cannon got better as he got
Kirk
older.
Kirk Cousins has gotten better, less turnovers as he's gotten older and more mature and has played more
games.
You ask
me
so my point is, you can at least, I said I wouldn't bet on it, but you can make a case Alex Smith is going to be better than what Kirk has been.
Possibly.
Because Alex Smith's not going to commit as many turnovers. They're going to pick up a receiver, Jarvis Landry,
Alex Smith's not going to be horrible. He's going to be good. He could be really good.
He's going to give him a chance.
But the question is, do they have all the other supporting parts?
They don't.
Not right now.
But let's see what they do in free agency.
Maybe
they're getting lucky. That's why I say just get like you got to get lucky. Got to hit on some picks. Got to hit on some free agency.
Get Jonathan Allen back.
Yeah, you know,
without better defense than Jonathan Allen.
It should give every organization out there 7-9 or better. Hope.
And it doesn't look like Philly's going anywhere. That's going to be a tough team to beat.
Well, that'd be good, but hopefully they have some bad things happen to them. Hopefully they have more injuries and maybe guys get fat and happy in the offseason. Happens all the time.
And Dallas will have Zeke all season.
Should, yeah.
800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet
Cleaning Hotline. Let's go to Terrell in Abingdon. Terrell, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas? Listen, you know, unfortunately, we're never going to see a Super Bowl with the general manager that we have. He's a businessman. He's great at what he does as far as the numbers, but he does not have an eye for
talent.
He's
not great at what he does.
The talent
he's terrible
that we
at
have.
What he does. That's why we're losing Kirk Cousins.
Correct. And the talent that we do have, the previous general manager that they fired, He brought that in. So, unfortunately, we will never see the Super Bowl. And the second thing is, we need to realize that a lot of the coaches are retreads who have been friends of his when they was in Tampa, even Gruden.
So, yeah, that's true of every organization, every staff.
I mean, Doug Peterson was an assistant coach under Andy Reid in Philly, went to KC with him, and then
that's just
they
how
hired,
the league works.
And a lot of the Philly fans hated that hire.
That's just how the league works.
Doug Peterson was a horrible hire.
I hate that.
Wasn't Belichick had like a couple of his sons on staff? I mean, there's nepotism. The nepotism in the NFL is unbelievable. The old boy network, the relationship thing. That's why it's so hard for people to break into that.
By the way, I know you guys
also
saw the amount
funny
of Shea Whiteys,
Peterson,
by the way.
Peterson got criticized last year a bunch for play calling.
Yeah.
Crazy. He did so well.
And he looked like a freaking genius last night.
Well, great. Imagine if that fourth down in the first half
backfires.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
He's but getting grilled.
They gave,
the board.
They gave points
ran,
away.
Ran a trick play.
Yeah.
Like if Foles drops it. I don't know how he could drop that.
Anybody? Super Bowl pressure. That's how you drop it. You know, everybody in the world is watching that play.
Brady was exposed as a mediocre athlete. That's what jumped out at
he's
me.
He's not great in space.
But he's never
but
been
Brady
that.
He knows
sling
that.
It.
He knows it. Like, if you watch...
Of course he knows
Tom versus Time, he talks about his lack of athleticism.
I can't believe they actually called that play.
I know.
I mean, he was wide open, but I've never seen that play called with the Patriots.
He's just not athletic enough.
Against the Patriots? Because the Patriots had run it earlier to Tom Brady.
I'm saying, I can't believe the Patriots called
it. A lot of people, by the way, say that it was actually an illegal formation.
Well, I thought you
saw that all over social media that they didn't have enough people lined up on the actual line of scrimmage.
Did they mention that on the broadcast? I don't know.
All they said was, for some reason, it had to be done from shotgun. I didn't understand quite why, but... Let's go to Kel in Suitland. Kel, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, great question, first of all. Because like you said, EB, the worm can turn at any time for any team.
Right.
And you look at the Redskins, Kirk Cousins accounted for 18 turnovers last year. Okay? Alex Smith cost his team 7. That's less than half, man. So, yes. Any team can turn it around. We just got to hope Gruden manages the clock better. A couple of those third and ones instead of running east and west, attack, attack, attack. You know, we saw that last night with Nick Foles. I mean, Peterson completely threw caution to the wind. And, I mean, that bomb to Alshon Jeffries in the end zone, one of the most beautiful passes I've seen this season. So, yes. Anybody can turn it around, and the NFL is absolutely wide open because look at Brady last night. How many passes were behind receivers, not
he
on
was,
target?
I didn't think he was on to get going. It took him a while. And then, obviously, in the second half.
I mean, he did throw for 500 yards.
Well, I mean, but I'm just being honest.
Okay, that's true.
It took him a while to get going.
He was better in the second half,
much
but
better.
They never punted.
And Foles is throwing some high balls right. early, too. Yeah. So those guys had to get through the early, you know,
bumps. It wasn't vintage Tom Brady to start the game.
Well, he wasn't 100%, but a lot of times he would miss a throw on first down only to hit one on second.
Right.
Right. I'm just saying. I didn't think it was vintage Tom Brady.
Now, I feel like Tom Brady's level of difficulty, his throws, were generally easier than Foles. Like,
Guys
are so wide
open
in New England. I was just blown away and kind of getting giddy because I'm a Colts fan thinking, wow, Josh McDaniels is going to call the plays.
Well, Josh McDaniels, the weak spot of the Eagles defense, if there is one glaring spot, is the secondary.
Right.
It hasn't been good throughout the
season.
The
degree of
difficulty. Did point out that Josh McDaniels apparently was one of the most hated coaches ever when he was the head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just couldn't believe how fluid and instinctive Foles played. Like, there was no hesitation. On those deep
he was
balls.
So comfortable.
And
I didn't think he would be.
I didn't think he'd be that accurate.
What the hell do I know? I said there's no way he's going to make plays for four quarters. Right. I told Solomon Wilcots that. He goes, yeah, I agree with you. But we don't know anything.
Right.
God, he was a freaking stud.
He made plays sliding out of the pocket, like that fourth and one play, sliding to the right. Mm. He's really good. And you know what? Maybe we should realize
I think people
chalked up that one great year to Chip Kelly, like it was gimmick.
Yeah.
I think that's how most people looked at it. Maybe the guy actually can play.
Maybe he can. I know coming out of college, he wasn't that highly
thought of. If he was a free agent, teams would be looking at him as hard as they're looking at Kirk.
Well, after a performance like that in the postseason, absolutely. He'd take some money
but
out of Kirk's pocket.
Remember, when he went to the Rams, he was bad. That year, he was bad.
Well, that's Jeff Fisher. Okay, I blame Jeff Fisher.
All right, blame him.
Insta blame.
Yeah. It's true. Easy. You get with the right coach.
Stone Age offense.
Let's go to Dave Fredericksburg. Dave,
Case
what's up?
Keenum was like floundering in
good morning,
St. Louis, too. Or
what's
LA.
Up?
Good morning. Hey, Lurch, Happy New Year. Just wanted to get that into you.
Yeah,
hey,
go ahead.
JP, you said that the quarterbacks that get better as they get older. Do you think Alex Smith is going to really come here and do what he did last year? Like, nobody comes
I don't think his touchdown interception ratio will be as high, but I think he can play as well as he did last year, yes.
Okay, so he's going to play as well as he did in Kansas City with one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. You think he's going to come in here and play in like a stadium of 60% Redskins fans and he's going to have a great year?
I think he's a pretty good quarterback.
Why is
I don't
possible?
Think he's a great quarterback, but I think he's a pretty good quarterback.
Let me ask you this. Without knowing who's going to be on the roster, who they're drafting, who they're signing, all that stuff, do you think he'll win more than 7 games next year?
I think the Redskins are going to do a Redskins thing. That's what they did with this trade. That was just the Redskins doing a Redskins thing. It doesn't make any sense, but they did it just to set people up.
So you think
win 7 games? If they win 7 games, they aren't going to make the playoffs.
Oh, I get it.
If they win 8 games.
Well, I asked you if he would win more than 7 games. More than 7 games.
No.
Okay.
No. They're not going to, because he's going to come from playing in the AFC West. Now he's got to play in the NFC East. Now he's got to play 6 games against the Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants. You know the Giants are going to be better next year because they don't stay stagnant for very long. Right? This is a team with 2 Super Bowl titles in the last 10 years. They're not going to just roll over. He's going to come in here with no weapons, and all of a sudden that's going to turn everything around. It's not going to happen.
Well, we don't know who the weapons are going to be just yet, but I kind of agree with you.
You should have Jordan Reed in week 1.
Yeah. You counted on that.
I said he should have Jordan Reed in week 1.
You should. Well, unless there's a mishap in the offseason,
right.
Which could always happen. You don't know.
All right, we'll keep taking your calls. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Out wide, one-on-one.
Clement flares out to the right. Caught over the middle and into the end zone. Zach Ertz for the touchdown. And again, all you can think back to now is the Jesse James play with Pittsburgh. Does he complete the process?
By the way, I think I'm team Collinsworth, where I just don't understand what is a catch and what isn't a catch in the NFL.
Well, that's going to be
the Ertz one. He caught the ball on the 6-yard line. Like, if they reverse that,
I agree.
That was crazy. I thought he leapt or leaped or whatever the word is.
I thought as soon as the ball crossed the plane, that should have been a
touchdown.
That should
have been one.
No,
but it was a touchdown.
But it is still confusing. What is a catch and what isn't a catch? The NFL has got to tidy that up.
Well, that'll be the number one rule change that they make.
It should be. It has to be.
There's so much controversy.
I don't know how you tidy it up, though.
This is what the rule
should be. It's just like when there's a running back that crosses the plane.
Agreed.
If you are a receiver and you dive across the goal line and you have possession when it's when it's crossing the goal line, doesn't matter what happens after that, it should be a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm glad.
But what happens in the middle of the field?
What if it's in the back of the end zone? Let's say Amendola's catch last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right? It's the back of the end zone. You catch it, you hit the ground, and it comes out.
You mean not in the end zone?
In the end zone. You're catching it in the end zone.
If you have possession
at any point. You're catching
it.
You jump up, you catch it, toe drag.
If you have possession at any point in the end zone, I think it should be a touchdown. Now, you have to decide what possession is.
So you don't believe in completing the catch.
I don't believe in completing the catch.
I don't believe in completing,
what do they call it, the process?
The process of completing the catch.
I don't believe in that.
You're just shortening the process.
I'm happy that's not the case in the NHL. I don't know if you guys watched the game or saw the highlight of Jay Beagle preventing a goal against Vegas over the weekend where the puck was about 90% over the line and into the goal, and he dove and knocked it out.
Mm-hmm. Didn't see that.
Now, they still lost. They lost to the Golden Knights. That was the matinee, 4-3. A little disappointing, but that was a nice play.
But yeah, the catch rules joke. I was kind of upset at how convinced Collinsworth was that Clement didn't catch the ball in bounds. Because first of all,
it was
1-2, and I actually thought his third foot was in bounds.
No,
like if you watched one of the replays.
No, his third foot was out.
It was barely grazing the out of bounds. But
1-2,
while he was getting 1-2 down, the ball was moving around in his arms. It wasn't 100% secure.
I like the eyeball test. The guy caught it.
I agree with the eyeball test. It looked like a touchdown. But
I thought they
down,
got the calls correct last night.
And that was a great throw by Foles.
Amazing
that
throw.
One, that was his best throw.
There were like three guys around.
That was probably his best throw of the night.
Ballsy throw. Yeah. But anyway, we were making kind of a – look, it's a leap right now to compare Eagles who just won a Super Bowl to the Redskins.
Well, it's not a leap
the
in the sense that they were 7-9 last year.
They were 7-9, and they just won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. People talk about Alex Smith and his playoff record, where I think he's 2-4.
2-5,
if you had said
this time
last year that the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl next year with Nick Foles as their quarterback,
you'd say no.
You would have gotten laughed out of the room.
Correct.
People would have ridiculed you. So, of course, anything is possible.
And without their starting middle linebacker, starting left tackle, Darren Sproles.
Yeah. Do I think it's likely? No, of course not. But it should give you some hope as any organization where you're kind of in the mix. That's what I've always said. Like 7-9, 8-8, 9, it's all kind of in the hunt. You know, you're kind of...
Well, the NFL's designed for parity.
Exactly.
Outside of the Patriots.
Exactly. Now, I think it's difficult to make, and I'm sure it's happened once or twice, but I think it's difficult to make like a 3-13 leap to, you know, 11-5 or whatever, and then go
Which
on a
Jacksonville
playoff
just
run.
Did.
I right. think it's difficult to do that. I think it's a hell of a lot easier to do it when you're around 500.
Right.
At least. But someone asked me this, though, and I will acknowledge this. And on some level, I'm glad we're moving on from him, although I think we've replaced Kirk with a quarterback that has a lot of the same traits. He seems to have broken out of some of that this year. Let's see if that continues. But somebody asked me, do you think Kirk Cousins, if he quarterbacks the Eagles last night, he can do what Foles did? And certainly I think he's capable of it, but I don't think, honestly, that he would consistently take those chances instinctively downfield.
Right.
It's just not part of his game yet.
But we also know Foles would do it consistently.
I don't know that Foles would do it consistently, but I know for one game, Foles instinctively looked downfield, fired, didn't hesitate, took shots, and just balled out for four straight quarters.
And really, if you throw in the NFC Championship for eight.
Yeah, and as much as I like Kirk, he's just more conservative. He just is. He doesn't take those shots.
I think Foles just kind of got in the zone.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, remember, when he took over for Wentz at the end of the year in that last game, he wasn't very good.
No, he wasn't.
And then he was okay in the Falcon game, that divisional round. And then he was on fire for two games.
I think his rating in the last two regular season games were in the 40s.
Right, so he wasn't very good there.
No.
And then, you know, again, so-so in that Falcon game, the defense pretty much won that game. And then for two games, he was just in his zone.
All right, let's go.
And by the way, they could have lost that Falcons game if Julio Jones comes down with that ball.
Obviously.
And if you see that pass, you usually would bet on Julio.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nick.
If Julio doesn't fall down the end zone, he probably does catch it.
Let's go to Nick at DC. I want to take your calls. What do you think? Skins got a chance? Can they turn this around? I think any 7-9 team can turn it around.
EB, get Jonathan Allen back. Now you got some money to sign Zach Brown.
Look, we got a lot of holes. I'm not betting on it, but it should give you hope.
Trent Williams back healthy.
Give you some offseason
right?
hope.
Trent had his surgery.
Yeah, we'll see. Nick, what's up, buddy?
Morning, gentlemen. How you feeling this morning?
What's up? Good.
great. Great question, by the way. Why it's not a stat-based question, it's more so a do-you-believe type of question.
Right.
So the question is, do you believe? Yes, I believe. You want to know why? I don't believe in omens. I do believe in signs. So last night, we had two signs concerning the Skins, okay? So we had Daryl Green presenting the Lombardi Trophy. At the same time during the broadcast, the Skins was all over the screen last night because we're connected to a stat where we beat a team in the Super Bowl that we had previously lost to. So I take that as a sign. So do I believe? Most definitely I believe. I believe that next year, just like Philly came out of nowhere and had an awesome year, I believe that I'll see. It's a possibility that this could be our season coming up.
So you're excited.
Well, you know who doesn't believe? Vegas. Skins is 70-1 to win the Super Bowl.
He believes there's a possibility.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
You're keeping the door open.
I don't. But I appreciate your optimism.
But you know what? Honestly, I do believe that if we can get our receiving core back in order, if we can get, you know, Crowder's confidence back up, you know, and get, you know, obviously continue to work on our running backs, I believe that offense could be solid. We have a solid quarterback, and obviously we got to protect him. I mean, we can't do anything if we can't protect him. So I believe that we can have a better season. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it, buddy.
Crowder's confidence picked up. Second half of the season, he was the Jameson Crowder that you expected. Jason talked about that all season long because he had him on his fantasy
team. What week did he have that terrible game, though, where he had, like, every time he touched it, he turned it over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was
drop balls.
What game was that?
Drop punts.
Was that the Dallas game?
Might have been.
I remember. Middle season.
I think it was a Dallas game.
Charles Potomac, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. What do you think? I don't know. What's
Charles doing? Is he in a mall?
Charles, that's you, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
you in the Metro?
Hey, I just wanted to call give a comment on that first question that was asked as far as what the Redskins need to do to emulate the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
And for me, I think it's just, it seems like there's a lot of excuses all the time, you know, throughout the season. And I understand there was a lot of injuries, but it just still seems that, you know, we're all out there, that they're all out there to play football and everybody's getting paid. So, you know, maybe I'm being a little outrageous by saying that, but that's the way I feel.
So you think they just make too many excuses?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think that might be part of it. I also think they just aren't good enough at this point.
Right, they're not as talented as the teams you saw last night, obviously.
Right.
Well, there were a lot of excuses this year based on injuries.
Nice listening to you guys. I'm calling from Brooklyn's Deli here in Potomac. So if you guys want to stop by, get a good corned beef sandwich later today, that'd be great.
I might do that.
Oh, I think I've been to that deli before.
And you own the deli, right?
Actually, I don't own it. I run it, and there's a couple other guys.
What shopping plaza is it?
That's the Potomac Woods right across from the Lifetime Gym.
So here's the question. Gotcha. If I actually walked in and ordered a sandwich, would I have to pay for it?
No, I would take care of you if you came in here.
All
believe me.
That's all I need. That's all I need.
He's talking about the Lifetime off Seven Locks.
You guys, yes. I think, goes into the Fontina Grill, a restaurant I used to run over there in King Farm.
I was there on Saturday night.
Gotcha.
Yep. I used to run that place. Actually, I saw you on that news thing that they did over there.
Hey,
for
the guys
eats,
give the whole
restaurant eat.
We're the guys that give gratuitous plugs here. Not you.
Thank you, Charles.
Leave that to us. Leave
thank
it to
you,
that.
Chucky.
Give it to
thank
experts, you, Charles. Please.
Yeah, you did give up a lot
it's,
of shots.
It's amateur hour. Please.
I should give
a shout out to Fontina Grill. As he mentions it, they tossed in some free cannolis over the weekend.
Cannolis are delicious.
I went to Manoli Cannoli last night.
Never heard of it.
It's just a local spot in Kensington. It's where we got a bunch of pizzas. And
Manoli Cannoli?
It's actually silly.
Are the pizzas good?
Pizzas are really catchy. Good. Then we got some cannolis for the kids. Yeah, it was good. Let's go to, shocker, two of my kids were at Super Bowl parties. They're of that age now.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, you know, no interest in watching a game with dad or
and
mom.
Stayed there the entire game?
Yep.
Wow.
And you had to go pick them up?
Well, one of them Ubered.
Ah,
my daughter
nice.
I picked up. My son Ubered, yeah.
By the way, I have no idea the answer to this, and I'll just say this. I've been very good with EMP 180 weight loss. I've been maintaining the weight, but I did have a couple of cannolis. Not just one, I had two.
Yeah.
What are those, like 1,000 calories
like
per?
Like full-size cannolis? Like how big?
Like this big.
We ordered the large cannolis. They were about that big, and apparently they drip them in raspberry sauce. Oh, my God.
It's probably delicious.
They were good.
Sounds amazing.
Now, they only gave me a little bite. They wouldn't give me much. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Mo, I've noticed that you don't say good morning twice like you used to.
And by the way,
morning,
Mo's sounding a little rough today.
Sometimes you'll say good morning, fellas, good morning, but now you've just limited to
switching
one.
Switching it up.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I actually would like to tell you, you don't have to thank us for taking the call anymore.
Yeah, just talk.
I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, that's what I do, man. I'm a courteous and gratuitous person. So,
you're struggling a little bit. You were out late last night, or up late anyway.
I was up late. It was a great game. You know, kind of questionable with Malcolm Butler not being on the field. But anyway, with regards to the Skins, I do believe they can be successful if they do upgrade the personnel slightly. I think with them being able to move the ball downfield, which I think they will be able to, plus you'll have an offense that could maybe work in some of that RPO stuff. And on top of that, you can even work in some read option stuff with Alex because he is very mobile. He's pretty accurate, has the ability to throw the ball downfield, as whether or not they'll call the plays that will allow him to do that. But let me ask y'all this. I understand that Brady threw for over 500 yards last night, but did you get the feeling that he was off? I mean, I didn't really hear
your
broadcast earlier. I just woke up not too long ago, so I didn't hear everything.
Yes, I thought he was a little off. I thought he was behind receivers. I saw some wobblers.
First half, I would say.
Yeah.
First half, maybe, but second half, he was on point.
Second half, he was great. Well,
Sure.
Even in the second half, though, when he was hitting receivers, I mean, the guys couldn't run after the catch. I mean, balls were late. They lacked velocity. I mean, he was off balance. Footwork was terrible. I mean, don't get me wrong. The man threw for over 500 yards, no picks, extraordinary performance. But I just feel like there was a lot left on the field, and it cost them the game.
Well,
I really believe it did.
He is 41 you know? Years old.
Exactly, and I think it showed last night, too.
I don't think it cost them the game.
He set the bar. I mean, you can't go wrong
by holding them the game. What cost them the game is they couldn't stop Philly ever. That's what cost them the game.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, their defense was terrible, and that's something that you didn't anticipate, especially dealing with the Belichick team in the Super Bowl. But all in all, I definitely think Brady left a little bit on the field. But, I mean, it was a great game.
But if you think about it, though,
expecting to be on the other end of it.
You know, we talked about this, I think, a few weeks ago. When you actually look at who the Patriots beat, first of all, they're a terrible division. Year in and year out, they're in a terrible division. Not to beat anybody, they can win that division. And then the quarterbacks they faced, I mean, did you expect Marcus Mariota to beat them?
No, of course not.
And who did they beat
Blake
in the first
Bortles.
Game? Blake Bortles and Mariota.
No, yeah. Of course.
They actually had an easy run against a backup who just happened to beat
the
them.
Super Bowl. They just did. I know the Jags kind of hung in there, but you knew the Pats were going to make it to the Super Bowl. It was right there for them at home. Against those two teams. And they'll, you know what? They'll probably make it there again next year. As long as Belichick and Brady are there. Smelling a field bet.
Well,
smelling a field bet against you, Dolphs.
Good bet.
I think I lost my field bet last year.
Right.
I'm off that. I want to bet.
Well,
it, right?
Who did I bet that? I bet that against you.
Yeah,
right?
I probably owe you some cash. Get the bet book out.
No, I think you paid me already. I hope.
Good.
Maybe you didn't. I don't know.
What happened on our Super Bowl bet?
Didn't we chop it?
I thought we had a chop.
I think you guys had a three-way.
No, I think we each took, like, whatever our buy-in was.
I think
was.
I had $12.
Didn't we each take our buy-in, and then we played for the rest of it?
I don't know.
I know I paid. That's all I know.
You guys all chopped. You guys were getting $20 each, and I paid.
Did I ever get my $20? I probably didn't.
I don't think these guys paid you yet.
Yeah, of course not. They never pay me.
Hey, look at this.
Wash your hands clean.
Hey, I did the calculations. You got to rely on them to pay you.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? We're the Junkies. Come right back.
And they're going to snap it, and it's Trey Burton who throws caught. Foles, touchdown.
Here we go. They've got all these signals.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Evan Washburn, NFL sideline reporter for CBS Sports, will join us at 9:20 as we talk about the Eagles' 41-33 win over the New England Patriots. Tom Brady now 5-3 in Super Bowls. Everybody's convinced that he returns. I'm sure he will. He said he was going to play till he's 45.
I'm convinced.
And he threw for 500 yards.
Why wouldn't he return? Of course he's going to return.
At the peak of his powers. Unless he's trying to catch a ball in the flat.
You know, some people like to go out on top. Now, they didn't go out on top. But you know how hard it's going
to
be?
Zero inclination to want to leave. Zero. That guy, you're going to have to kick him out.
And if you missed it after the game, a reporter asked Rob Gronkowski if he was considering retirement.
This shocks me.
And Gronk said, where did you hear that? And then kind of seemed to say that he was going to think about it. You know, I think it's the emotions getting in the moment. But Mike Florio on ProFootballTalk.com had said that they had heard some whispers that Gronk was mulling retirement, and he seemed to validate.
What did the reporter say when Gronk asked him where you heard that?
I don't remember the exact back and forth, but
interesting.
I said he was going to think about it.
I'd be blown away.
And then I watched one of the post games afterwards, and they just were pointing out that these guys had several back surgeries, has had several concussions, including this one, which, you know, apparently, according to them, to me, it didn't seem to be a long time frame for him to be cleared because it was less than 2 weeks. Mm. But they acted like it was a longer time to get back. You know,
maybe he's
we don't know. Maybe he's got family saying, look, you've been concussed a bunch of times.
They're a bunch of meatheads. Whatever. It would blow me away. Anybody that kind of quits kind of basically in the prime of their career blows me away. But people do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's not possible, but I would be stunned.
By the way, watching the commercials last night, apparently Drab and Valdez hung out and paid attention to the commercials. I didn't pay that much attention
to
it.
They didn't seem that interesting to me, and I don't pay
Eli
that much attention.
Eli and Peyton were on all the time. To me, it was Eli, Peyton, and dinosaurs.
They don't
I saw a lot of dinosaurs.
Oh, because of Jurassic?
A lot of Jurassic commercials, but even non-Jurassic.
A lot of Tide commercials.
Yes. Jeep did a thing with Jurassic
Jeep,
Park.
Yeah. Jeep, right.
Were you guys interested in them? I mean, honestly,
no. I get
still
in
the regular season mode. Like, even though it was the Super Bowl,
right?
I was like, these are commercials. This is the time I go get a pretzel. This is the time I go. I don't sit there and watch those dumb commercials.
Valdez
they're dumb.
Kept screaming, "Everybody, be quiet! Be quiet!"
Well, you're way into, you're more into the commercials than the game.
I love the commercials. The commercials are so one of the best.
That's
parts.
When you go poop.
How many people were actually at your Super Bowl
it was
party?
It was a nubs party. It was
just
me.
Four of you.
Valdez and our wives.
Right. And the dogs.
I didn't bring
Manny
over.
What
are you guys drinking? The guys are drinking beers and Yingling. Girls are drinking wine.
Was this after the waste management party?
Yeah. The waste management party rolled in over into the Super Bowl.
The waste management was still in.
How'd the caddy races go at the waste management party?
Well, it rained, so it was tough to do it.
It rained out. Hurts.
It was a washout.
Yeah. So the waste management party included
me.
Drab.
No, me.
The party got off to a bad start because I make my wife nachos all the time.
Right.
And Valdez comes over with a piping hot skillet with nachos that somehow just came out of the oven down the street.
Oh, look,
my wife takes one bite and starts screaming that they're the best nachos she's ever had. Tilted me.
What'd you put on them? Any meat? Any little chili?
Yeah. I had sausage that I did with like taco seasoning.
Oh,
and
you gave her the sausage.
Yeah, I gave her the sausage. And like green chilies. And
did you wear
cheese.
One of your like ill-fitting t-shirts?
No, I just wear like a shirt.
Did you wear, but because, you know, she likes your guns.
You wear a schmedium?
Yeah. No, I wore like a regular t-shirt.
You didn't ponder it.
No, I just put on like, I had the CSN shirt. Like like one of our
NBC
Sports Washington shirts that they gave us.
Right.
Supposed to get rid of the CSN.
Those nachos sound good with the sausage on it.
The problem was I prepped them a little too far in advance and they got a little bit soggy, like on the bottom part.
Yeah.
Because they were layered.
I pretty much know the answer. Did anybody here play HQ trivia at the half?
No.
I did for the second time ever.
I don't even know what that is.
It's glitchy. It's become like a big thing. We talked about it on the show once. HQ trivia.
That dumb game where everyone
tries plays
to play.
At 3 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
Did you see the one girl's reaction when she won? Ellen had her on the show.
I think I saw the girl's reaction.
She screamed like she just won the Powerball. She
How much
won
did
$11.
Right.
$11? Not $11,000. $11?
No, I think it was $11.
Yeah, because you got to realize it's not a huge, like yesterday.
So that
the
means
HQ
a
trivia,
bunch of people won. Is that why?
I don't know anything about the dumb game.
Well, I did it, and it was about 2 million people were playing it at halftime. So Justin Timberlake's on, but it was the app or however it works wasn't equipped for 2 million people.
Yeah.
Like typically there's a ton of people that play it. It might even have a million,
maybe,
but this was the
server
most
farms.
By far. They had 2 million people. And the guy who's the host and asked the questions, he was stalling at times. And then you see like this feed of people doing comments and people are going glitchy, right. Blah, 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 blah,
like
blah.
We need more bandwidth.
But the amazing thing to me is, and I only lasted 4 questions.
Right.
It was because I didn't answer it fast enough. They asked like, who hasn't performed in a Super Bowl at halftime? And I did answer Van Halen, but I guess I answered it late and I was bounced out. It was, but the first question, it's amazing that people miss some questions. It was basically an apple a day keeps the blank away.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on.
It'll jump.
Do you know that, stupid? Do you know that, Belly?
Belly.
Doctor.
Okay. Yes. But so there's 2 million people. And then,
see, that's how easy it is. Even he knows
it. Well, the first few questions are like that, but still, they'll be like 250,000 people missed.
Yeah, eliminated.
And it's got to like calculate it to go down from 2 million to 1.9.
Hey, Valdez, I tell the boys why I didn't see any commercials in the second half.
Were you asleep?
Went to bed at halftime.
What?
What are you doing?
And then what did
it's
I do?
Super Bowl.
And then he woke up at 3 or 3:30 and then watched it all commercial free.
Is it as exciting? Is it still like watching the game live? It was an exciting game.
I bet
game.
You already knew
I
the answer to it, right?
I have a rap for changing channels, but when it's something like that, I don't change the channel. Like, it was super exciting.
I know, but I was butt tired.
Okay.
You mean you have a reputation for changing channels, or you did a rap song about changing channels?
I mean, it's a bad rap. I know. Yeah.
Valdez couldn't believe I went to bed at halftime.
But
not
it exciting
you
for you when
super
you
watched
it in
game.
The morning?
Was it exciting?
Yeah.
No.
Not really.
Well, you have like 80 bets going.
I know.
How are you
I
not,
have a million prop bets
I know.
Going
how
on.
Are you not watching them?
The dude
because
loves
I,
his sleep.
You know why? Because I can't process
princess.
All the prop bets. I mean, I just have to wait until the end of the game and then I go through my log.
He really doesn't even care about the bets. He just wants his account to be swole in the morning. That's really all he cares.
There was a couple of them that I hit that was just, they were money.
You're like disconnected.
I think I went 11-5 in prop bets.
That's strong.
That's pretty damn good, 11-5 in prop bets.
My guess is a lot of overs.
There were some weird ones. How about this one? I thought this was stealing money. My online site actually offered Eagles total points versus total goals in the three hockey games yesterday. Now, I had to lay 2-1. I think they had 14 goals in the three hockey games.
Right. Here's a question for you guys who actually paid attention.
I should have put $1 million on it. Yep.
Here's a question for you guys that actually paid attention to the commercials. So the things which jump out to me are not the commercials for products, don't care. The movie ones kind of get me sized.
I was with you, I was stunned. There was another Star Wars that blew me away.
I'm really surprised. They just mint money. You're going to make more?
No, I'm not surprised they would have one, but on the heels of the other one.
Oh, okay. Are you psyched for the Tom Clancy TV show with the guy from The Office?
Yes. I can't say yes.
Didn't even notice it.
Looks like The Homeland.
It's on Amazon. Yeah, Amazon Prime.
It's Jack Ryan. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, a.k.a. Jim from The Office. I'm 1,000% in. It's out in August. I'm in.
Why is everyone trashing Timberlake? Is it because everyone just wants to trash everything? I didn't think it was incredible, but I thought he held his own. I thought he did a fine
job.
Thought it was boring.
People just trash him.
The audio mix was awful.
Was it
fine?
Yeah.
No, that's not fine. It's the backing vocals the whole time. You could hear it. I didn't miss one word.
Look at his mic sounds awful.
I'd rank it middle of the road Super Bowl performance. Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't terrible.
People trashing it are just douches. I mean, it was fine. It wasn't as good as Bruno Mars. I thought Bruno Mars killed it. But
what was the controversy with Prince?
No one wanted it. Basically, there's two things. First of all, Prince apparently doesn't like holograms. So they didn't do a hologram, but they did a shot of him like on a screen, like a sheet.
Did it look like a hologram?
It kind of is like a similar effect, essentially. But also, apparently, Prince didn't appreciate Justin Timberlake, too. I don't know. So I think Justin was pandering a little, playing to Minnesota. You're going to do the Prince thing.
Right, right.
But by and large, all he did was play the hits and dance his ass off. People just are over that.
I don't like his hits. I don't know. Outside of one or two.
I get it. So you don't like him. But he did Justin Timberlake. Yeah,
the audio issues, they're not his fault.
Yeah.
Well, I just think the performances the last few years have been better than that. Gaga, jumped from the ceiling, the drone, she caught the football at the end. There was just something special about most of the people in the years past.
I don't remember that much of Gaga's. The one that jumps out at me is I thought Katy Perry stunk, and I thought Bruno was good.
At least Katy Perry came in on that giant lion.
At least she's hot. You can look at her.
The left shark or whatever that was. There's things people remember about it.
Yeah.
Hey, the prop that we missed on, by the way, was will there be a wardrobe malfunction with Justin Timberlake? I mean, why did we not all bet on that? That was stupid.
Yeah, but that's like Bovada.
I bet against it.
Yeah, bet against
Bovada
it.
Bovada limits your bet to like $20.
Yeah, but still, it's free money.
Why is this guy bitter at Jason?
I don't know. Sean, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Sean?
Your phone stinks, so be quick.
What's up?
I got a bone to pick with you. Okay, bone to pick with Papa.
All right.
You said the Eagles would never win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
I did say that, yes.
Apologize.
Dude, I already said it was dead wrong.
You don't have to apologize.
You might have.
What's the difference between saying that or I was wrong? I was dead wrong on that.
I don't think many people thought Nick Foles was going to play
Are you an Eagles fan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Congratulations.
Thank you. You should have known better. Didn't you do an intern with the Eagles?
Yeah, that was a while ago. John Gruden was working for the Eagles.
It was 100 years ago.
Ray Rhodes was the head coach.
Ray Rhodes was the head coach.
When Carson Wentz went down with the torn ACL,
Rodney Pete was playing for him.
What did you think about the Eagles' chances?
I was low.
I
thought it was over.
I didn't think it was over. We still was in the playoffs. I didn't think it was over, but I did feel a little low.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. I did not give up hope, but what convinced me was when Lurch said,
"There's no chance."
There's no way. Right. Yeah. So then you were convinced.
Once in a blue moon. Yeah, I was convinced then. I was just like, oh,
that
he's
was
a
good
hater.
For you. That
I'm
was
going
good
against
you.
All haters.
Listen, here's the thing.
Nate Sudfeld,
it's a
Super Bowl
well-deserved
champion.
Championship. You guys, you went out, you beat arguably one of the best of all time, if not the best of all time. Well, they played amazing, incredible performance. Well deserved. Hats off to the Eagles. It hurts to say that as a Skins fan, but they deserve it. They
I know
played
it
great.
I know it does. It burns your soul.
It no, it doesn't burn my soul. Let's Thank not you, get Sean. Crazy. But it was well deserved.
Our listeners are going to hate even more when we book Howard Askin on the show.
Oh, they're going to despise
oh,
that.
Oh, that's right. We got it. We have to.
Yeah, we have to have some closure, right?
Yeah.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.